This is an Amos on the Go podcast. I'm Bill Klaproth, and joining us today is Dr. Deepak Khatamani, an ABOMS director and 2025 Oral Certifying Examination Chair. Dr. Khatamani is here to discuss exam preparation as we talk about becoming a board-certified OMS and how to prepare for the oral certifying examination. Dr. Khatamani, thank you so much for your time today.
Hi, Bill.
Great to talk with you again. I always enjoy that. So let's jump into this and try to get people ready to go for the oral certifying examination. So what does the American Board of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery, basically ABOMS, do?
Hi, Bill. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. The American Board of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery is a certifying body that bestows board certification on surgeons in the United States. It really sets the standards of education and training and professionalism through the certification process. We provide contemporary and innovative programs that really promote optimal patient care and also providing service to the general public.
So when I see board certification in my own life, I'm looking for professional medical advice, doctor. I know that when I see that somebody is board certified, I know that carries more weight with me. Is that why board certification is so important, or are there other reasons why board certification is so important?
Board certification is important because it really demonstrates one's expertise as a surgeon. It shows that surgeons have undergone not only a rigorous application process, but also an examination process to demonstrate they have sufficient knowledge in the specialty and to their patients.
So having this higher degree of expertise, this takes a lot of education, a lot of dedication, a lot of time. So what resources does ABOMS offer to prepare candidates for the exam?
So the board certification process is really the culmination of many, many years of education. All oral and maxillofacial surgeons go through college and dental school. Some go through also medical school along with surgical education, and it's really the end of this entire educational process. The American Board of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery offers several resources to candidates preparing for the board examination. We have an OCE handbook and also a blueprint that really outlines the scope and breadth of the specialty. And this really provides a nice foundation for candidates to be able to prepare for the examination.
Yeah, so for candidates listening to this, obviously there is a lot of work involved in this. As you said, many years of education go into this. For someone who might be unsure of how or where to start, what are your recommendations on how to begin studying?
I think that's a great question, and it's something that we often get asked at ABOMS. And I think a good rule of thumb is to think about the breadth and the level of material that one needs to cover and really rely on your local resources. If there's colleagues, friends that have gone through the examination process, certainly going back to your program and seeing if you can participate in mock board exams is certainly a reasonable thing to do. I would certainly try to create a study plan that's actually centered around the OCE blueprint, as we've already discussed, and really think about how you communicate information in terms of the delivery of complex cases. So you really want to be able to articulate your thoughts about complex surgical problems and begin practicing that with colleagues. We always like to say that in preparation for the examination, what we want candidates to do is kind of imagine that you're in the surgical lounge at your local hospital and you're discussing a complicated case with a colleague. And that's really what we want to try to get across.
You know, that's really interesting. Not only do you have to know it, but you have to articulate your thoughts on these complex surgeries, right? That's part of it.
Yes, that's correct. The board certification examination process is really a twofold process. There is a written examination, and once that is passed, there is an oral certifying examination. This examination is delivered in person. It's approximately a 4-hour examination, and it involves three sections. that encompasses the entire breadth of the specialty. Each section's approximately 48 minutes long with breaks in between. And during this time, candidates will get approximately 4 cases or 4 patients that they need to discuss per section. And as I've already mentioned, the intent of this is really to cover the entire breadth and scope of the specialty.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, thank you for explaining the format of the exam. So there is an oral section then, so that's why it's important to be able to articulate these complex thoughts on these surgeries.
Yes, that's correct.
So then where is the exam given and what should participants expect on exam day?
The exam is administered at the American Board of Anesthesia Testing Facility in Raleigh, North Carolina. The candidates stay in a specific hotel in Raleigh, and the American Board of Oral Maxillofacial Surgery really organizes and orchestrates the entire day in terms of bus transportation to and from the exam tool testing center. During the day and during the examination, the candidates during their sections are evaluated on a variety of skills during each case. And this may be on aspects such as data gathering, management of complications, ethics, professionalism, and also focused additional short topics. And again, as I've already mentioned, this is all designed to test a candidate's ability to ensure they have a good grasp on the entire breadth and scope of the specialty and ensure they are practicing safely.
How soon after the exam do candidates find out the results?
The examination results are all psychometrically evaluated, and then they are usually distributed to the candidates between 3 and 6 weeks after the examination.
Boy, that's got to be a long 3 to 6 weeks, right? Waiting, like, oh my gosh, I want those results. This is like the equivalent of a bar exam, sort of. Would that be fair to say?
I would say that is the case. It's a high-stakes examination, and usually the best way to find out the results is to check the candidate portal on the ABOMS website. That's the most accurate way. The examination results are not distributed by phone or fax or email, so you can't call the ABOMS office to get the results, unfortunately.
So you just have to keep checking back. Got it.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so everybody travels to Raleigh for this. Is there a dress code, or can you give us any other helpful information that someone should know in advance?
Sure, of course. Yes, so we do expect our candidates all to be in business attire, essentially, to demonstrate really a sense of professionalism that comes with the examination process for the specialty. So we think that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. So you're not walking in with sweats and a Green Day t-shirt on or something, right? So business attire, that makes sense. Well, this has really been fascinating, and I know that you have mentored a lot of people on these things, and we appreciate that. Before we wrap up, Dr. Khanemani, is there anything else you want to say to a potential candidate that's listening to this podcast? Anything else you want to add?
I think I'll just add that the ABOMS website has a lot of resources, as I've already mentioned, about the OCE materials and the blueprint that can be downloaded, and this should be the basis of framework of studying in preparation for the examination. We also have an open forum for candidates to find out about the examination process at the American Association of Oral Maxillofacial Surgeons annual meeting. And candidates are always welcome to call the ABOMS office. Also, the directors are also available. So if there's any specific questions, we will be glad to answer those for any candidates as well.
Absolutely. And once again, you can visit the ABOMS website as well. That's abOMS.org, abOMS.org. Always a great place to start. Dr. Khanemani, thank you for helping mentor and coach our future board-certified OMSs. We appreciate that. And thank you for your time so much on the podcast today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Bill.
And once again, that is Dr. Deepak Khanemani. And for more information, again, visit abOMS.org, a wealth of information for you on that website. Make sure you go there. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social media. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.